This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. Today we're going to explore the element of fire and what that element has to offer us. As we connect a little bit briefly to Xavier Rudd, we'll finish up with that song and Follow the Sun. We are going to talk a little bit right now about the potential of just stepping outdoors if you're in an area where the sun is out and connecting to it. Every day at sunrise in many indigenous tribes, they take a moment to give thanks for the sun rising, to give thanks for it being out. And it's an opportunity where you can really commune with it. If you take time each day just to sip it up and gaze at it, and actually it's okay to actually look at the sun despite what people have maybe told you in your youth or adulthood, that if you stare at the sun you'll go blind. It's quite the opposite. And if you do have real sensitive eyes, you can wear some protective eyewear, but it's fine to look at the sun, close one eye, then open the other eye, and then switch back and forth. And as you stare at the disc, you'll notice that you can focus in on it, and it's not blaring. And then as you sip this up and commune and just get into that resonance of gratitude and thanks and be in that moment, you'll start to notice that gateways of communication open up. In addition, there are many, many health benefits to sipping up the sun. I'm going to put a link below. It's called solarhealing.com. Hira Ratan Manke, who was born in India, he has put together a solar healing center and has a lot of valuable information on his site. There are other sites out there too. You can do your own research and you can experiment and play. So if you're inspired, spend some time out with that disc in the sky and connect to the sun. With that being said, this is one of my favorite Hafiz poems, and it's called The Sun Never Says. Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, you owe me. Look what happens with a love like that. It lights up the whole sky. And that is from The Gift, poems by Hafiz. He's a Sufi master. With that sentiment, let's just connect a little bit deeper to the breath that we connected to in the last segment and to the element of fire that it is located in your physical body, in your solar plexus, which connects us back to that sun. So when you do go sip up that sun outside, if you're inspired to, you might be inspired to lift off your shirt and let the sun also spend some time communing with your solar plexus, where your fire element is. And if you notice that you have a little extra heat or not enough heat, we can employ the breath to, one, release that extra heat and also help rise up that inner Agni, that life force. And keeping this element in balance is so important for all of us. If we allow ourselves to go too far one way or the other, we are going to create what I call a forest fire, and that doesn't feel good afterwards. So take a deep breath into that solar plexus, breathing up, inhaling, and then when you fill up, hold it for a count of three, and then release the breath through the mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. One more time, deep breath in and out. Another one, deep breath in and out. And just keep going at your own cycles, breathing in and releasing the breath, releasing the toxicity, releasing any emotions that are no longer wanted in your physical dwelling, and just sending them to the earth. There's this beautiful relationship that we have with Gaia, the earth beneath us, and if we choose to connect deeper, we can understand that relationship, and it's not a short exhalation, It's a quite extensive exploration. So if you like to explore, you'll have plenty to ponder and connect with. Continuing with that breath, breathing in and out, this lion's breath that we call it, or the Kali breath, releases the heat and brings your system, your nervous system, your cardiovascular system back into harmony. This is a great practice to employ any time that you're feeling like you're carrying too much and you're not knowing what to do with the energy. It's a great thing to do outside. You can stare at the sun and then release the breath into the earth. You can even get into a cat-cow and do this. You can get into a squat and do this on the earth and just release that energy. So if you bring your mind back to an aspect of yourself where that heat rises too much, understand that we can also use that heat to propel us forward. Oftentimes the fire rises, so it inspires us to move forward into the next. So bring your mind back to some energy of heat and an inspiration that you would like to cultivate, that you're ready to move forward with, and bring the energy of the heat, no matter how it comes, whether it comes in a little bit of a burn or full unadulterated inspiration. Either way, feel the energy of that momentum and seed that heat with where you're ready to go. And let's just hold that in our mind's eye right now in the inner Agni. The solar plexus is the area of our body that governs our ability to manifest and create and has our will. It's also where we carry our anxiety and stress. So this is why it's so important to release anything that you don't want in the system better out than in. There was a great photo just recently by Banksy, a prolific street artist, and I think I'll post that here too. So as you breathe in, just release the energy out. That with which you're done with. Breathing in and out. And then bring that seed in. Just hold it in that solar plexus, that which you're ready to feed the fire. Allow the fire to move it forward. Breathing in and out. Another breath in and out. Good, and continue just to breathe gently. And then hold that, imagine just feeding that inspiration, that seed up to the sun. And allow yourself to just gaze at the sun, connecting a little bit deeper, breathing in and out. And as you move forward into the next, you might take time today to just really contemplate how you associate yourself with fire and how you manage that element in your physical dwelling. It's part of a very important element to the creation cycle. So as you connect deeper to that element, just bring awareness to it today and bring awareness to it in the next few days and see what happens as you notice how you express fire, how you utilize the element of fire, and how you would like to transform that element of fire and where you would like to take it next. For each one of us, it's going to be different, and that's A-okay. And if you forget that, then you might be inspired to bring in that lion's breath and release it and then come back to center. We're going to exit out of this segment with Xavier Rudd, Follow the Sun. If inspired, please support the arts. Connect with the music world, the art industry. There's many beautiful artists that are creating seeds of inspiration to help carry you through the day. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, and a namaste. Thank you.
your intentions. Dream with care. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. A brand new moon and brand new sun. Which way the wind blows, and this day is